Ellen White tells the story at the General Conference in May. While engaged in writing the Great Controversy story, Ellen White had an opportunity to relate what had been shown to her to some 400 believers assembled in Battle Creek for the General Conference called for May 21 to 24. James White wrote of this in recounting the happenings of the conference on Sunday, May 23. During the forenoon, Sister White related a portion of the views she has had concerning the fall of Satan, the plan of salvation, and the great controversy between Christ and his angels, and Satan and his. It abounded in startling facts and vivid descriptions. And when the course of the narration had brought us down to the days of the first advent, the humiliation, the suffering, and finally the crucifixion of the Savior, especially then did not only the silent tear but even the audible sobs of many in the congregation announce their hearts were touched by the sufferings of the Son of God for rebellious man. When we view the great controversy as now going forward, its field the world, its subject man, we see not how anyone can long hesitate upon which side to enroll himself. And at least the justice of that sentence is very apparent, which condemns those who will persist to the end on the side of the power of darkness, to the same ruin which overwhelms the first rebel and his worthy sympathizers. The Review and Herald, May 27, 1830. But she was not finished with her account. In the evening she continued her narrative until nearly 10 o'clock, then the people, deeply stirred, wanted to say something. There was a testimony meeting until nearly 11, which was closed off only by giving everyone present an opportunity to express their response by standing to their feet. A month later it was reported that the forthcoming book was in the press, meaning that the publishers had received some of the copy and were setting type. By mid-August Ellen White had completed her writing, and the book was printed, The Great Controversy Between Christ and His Angels, and Satan and His Angels. It was introduced by a 12-page statement from the pen of Roswell F. Cottrell that had appeared in the Ibid, February 25, 1858, under the title Spiritual Gifts. For this wider use, Cottrell amplified it somewhat. The E.G. White text opens with the words, "The Lord has shown me that Satan was once an honored angel in heaven, next to Jesus Christ. His countenance was mild, expressive of happiness like the other angels. His forehead was high and broad, and showed great intelligence. His form was perfect. He had a noble, majestic bearing." No one can mistake that Ellen White is here describing what she had seen, true, in vision, but nevertheless a very real experience. And so it is through the entire volume, with such expressions as I was shown, or I saw, or the equivalent, averaging once for each page of the book. The account passes from creation very briefly down through the experiences of Old Testament history, touching those points prominent in the conflict between the forces of good and of evil. It traverses in more detail the life and ministry of Jesus and the experience of the apostles. At this point, Ellen White goes beyond the Bible records and describes the apostasy, at times in symbolic representations. Then she moves into a brief chapter on the Reformation, describing what she saw of the ministry of Martin Luther and Melanchthon. This represented the conflict through post-biblical centuries, and bridged the story to the Advent movement. 20 chapters fill the last half of the book and trace the history, past and future, to the New Earth. In this little volume there emerged for the first time the concept that links features in world history and church history as a part of the picture of the conflict of the ages. The Review and Herald, September 9, 1858, carried on its back page, under the title Spiritual Gifts, the notice that the book was ready. It read, "This is a work of 224 pages written by Mrs. White, with an introductory article on the perpetuity of spiritual gifts by Brother R.F. Cottrell. Price 50 cents. A listing of the 41 chapters followed, in which 18 lines were devoted by James White in advertising the book. The little volume was well received and became a part of the regular stock of denominational publications. This first writing of the Great Controversy may be read in a facsimile reprint of Spiritual Gifts, Volume 1, and in early writings, where it constitutes the third and major section of the book.